Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
You just made the list!
I mean, she's eventually going to start learning that she doesn't want to poop where she sleeps, so.
Well, I hope, because when she poops, man, it's all over the place.
I'm only going to get bigger.
Oh, man.
And that group, there's some dumb motherfuckers on both sides in there.
Oh, that LSU-Oklahoma group?
Oh, man, I've thought about getting out a couple times. I'm like, man, these are some dumb fucks.
It's a smack talk group, but they record that shit, and it's just they post some of the dumbest shit, man.
I had a, I posted on there to try to give reasonable answers, and nobody responded because I guess I wasn't shit talking. And one guy goes, "Because we play good football." Well, no shit, dickhead. You play good. That's why you're in the playoffs, because you play good football. But tell me why you think you're gonna snap the 0-3 playoff streak.
Oh, man. You saw the one I posted? Yeah. Oklahoma fans at halftime at the office GIF.
Yeah. Dude, there was the one lady that had posted, or somebody had posted about, how do you misspell a two-letter word, G-N-O? And, dude, I had it typed up. I was about to say, how does your mother misspell N and O? If she did, you wouldn't have fucking been born.
Yeah, they got some, that group is crazy.
Dude, I thought we were some hillbilly fans, man. Them.
I don't know. We'll get to it. You got it pulled up?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Welcome to the Weekly Blitz Podcast. College Bowl Pick Edition. I'm Big Rick. Joined alongside with my cousin Brad. What's up, brother?
What up, dog?
It's that time of year, man. I remember our first episode, and you were saying, before you know it, we're going to be at college bowl season. And here we are, college bowl season. 13 weeks later.
NFL, too. There's only 2 weeks left in the NFL for the regular season.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Last night, the Saints absolutely destroy the Colts. Tell us, how'd your bet go?
So I had the bet that had Saints winning by 6, but then I had the Oklahoma Thunder in the parlay to win by 3.5. Them motherfuckers won by 3. And so, but I hit on the second one, so it wasn't too bad. But I needed a little bit more. Now, I got a text from Jim Collis today. He says our loss in the dynasty may not be official. They said they do stat corrections on Thursdays. It could go either way.
Our luck, it'll go from 0.08 to 0.09.
What's the difference? It's a loss. I need to go. That's 1 yard. You're talking about 1 yard is what's making us win or lose in a dynasty if they make a stat correction.
Well, it's going to probably work out not for us. It's going to go from 0.8 to 0.9. Oh, you're right. Michael Thomas didn't step that far out.
Yeah.
But Drew Brees, man, another playoff record, another NFL record, most passing touchdowns in a career. I don't have the number in front of me, but he was 2 behind Peyton Manning last night, surpassed Brady, surpassed Manning. Now the guy holds percentage passing record for the season, touchdown passes, and most ever passing yards. And I'm still seeing people putting him third behind Manning and Breeze. Look, from an individual, and this may be a little homer, but when you look at a quarterback, there's only so much a quarterback can do. He can get the ball to the receiver. That's it. And it's on him to be efficient. It's on him to be on time. It's on him to read the defense to get that ball there when it needs to be there, call audibles at the line. I don't think there's anybody better than Drew Brees at that. I really don't. And when you look at his numbers, man, yeah, he doesn't have the amount of rings Tom Brady has. But when we're talking about quarterback, an individual position that only a quarterback can control, he owns the records. And when I don't see how people have him behind Manning and Brady. I just don't.
So I could see. I think the Brady with the 6 Super Bowls and Brees with his records are a wash. I could see him behind Manning for the simple fact that Manning has 2 Super Bowls, which we talk about Super Bowls, and Manning set those records in a least amount of time. You know what I mean? So if you broke it down like per year, Manning kills them all. And so that would be the only thing I would think. And that's why kind of the same thing, why everybody talks about how great Barry Sanders was. He didn't play as long as Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith holds the records because of the length of time he played. Same thing with Jerry Rice. So
I'm going to tag you in a picture in that group, and I want you to look at it real quick.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, I can't say this on air, but this is
I saw that.
If you want to see what we're looking at, go on Facebook, search OU versus LSU playoff smack. Join this whack-ass, clown-ass group. It's to the point now where I find enjoyment in it, as opposed to the first week I was in it where I was actually trying to give specific stats as to why LSU was going to win. Now it's just like, all right, fuck it. Let me just see what these clowns are doing today.
I mean, it's rough. There's some dumb motherfuckers in that group. You know, I tell you, it's unbelievable.
So the Saints just obliterate the Colts, man. Was it 34-7? 38-7, something like that. Colts didn't score to the fourth quarter. Even with that game, we pick up Javoris Jenkins off the waivers, cornerback.
Janoris Jenkins,
yep. Which should help our defense a little bit, at least take a little pressure off for Eli Apple. That was a good pickup for us right now. I feel, even though we lost to San Francisco, I feel that was, even we had a good showing last night, I felt like that San Francisco game was the best offensive game we played all year. Just because it was against the number one ranked defense in the NFL, and we scored at will. We did what we wanted to do. So even though we took an L, I still feel like the Saints are clicking on all cylinders now. As opposed to last year, we were clicking on all cylinders from weeks 1 to 13. Then we fell off. Just like you say, we peaked too early last year. I think the Saints are starting to peak at the exact right time. This is where they need to peak. We're 11-3. We're the third seed. We can still take the first seed. Some things need to happen. We have a better chance at taking the second seed. But, man, what do you think about the Saints heading into the playoffs?
You know, really, we've talked about it. You know, to me, Sean Payton lost that game by going for 2 on the second touchdown. You know, we played the best we could, for what it was worth. We've beaten Seattle. I mean, we've beaten some pretty decent teams. Man, we're going to be banged up against that defensive line. Like, Rankins is probably out for the year. But I'm hoping Jenkins could come in and I can't say you can't do worse than Apple, because, I mean, the guy either gets burned or commits a penalty. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, I like the pickup. It gives us some depth at that position. You know, so I would have liked, man, we were in the running for Terrell Suggs, too. That would have been a nice little pickup for us. But I think we're playing well. We're playing well. We're starting to hit our stride. We really, for me, I don't know if you saw the stat last night. It said Sean Payton in the playoffs is 6-1 at home and on the road 1-5.
We definitely don't want to go on the road, especially to Seattle, especially to a Seattle team that we've already beaten. We say it all the time on air. I don't want to play a team twice a year. It's super hard to beat them, especially. Seahawks now are a different Seahawks than when we played them with Teddy Bridgewater, but they just lost their receiver.
Yeah, but he wasn't contributing a whole lot either, Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon, no, he wasn't. But that's, I don't want to say that's a hit, but it is. It does affect their game plan a little bit going into the playoffs. But this is a different Seattle team than what New Orleans played earlier in the year, and I don't want to go there in December. I don't want to go there in January. I don't want to go there at all. I'm shocked we won there with Bridgewater earlier in the year.
I mean, yeah, it is. Our defense is tough to figure out. Like, for me, if we're going to win, it's, and I know it's crazy as it sounds, it's probably as obvious as can be, it's going to come down to our defense. Because if the defense can make a couple good stops, like after what I saw from our offense last night and then against San Francisco, we can score at will. It's, can our defense get enough stops to give us a good enough cushion and a big enough lead?
So let's, before we get to the bowl pick'ems, let's talk about the playoff picture here. Let's start with the AFC. Number one seed, the Baltimore Ravens. And in 2 weeks, we're going to go over our picks as to who we picked for the division champions and who had a better record between you, Jim, and I. Baltimore Ravens have the number one seed at 12-2. Patriots have the number two seed at 11-3. And again, this is this if the playoffs started this week. The Chiefs would host the Steelers. The Texans would host. Yeah, the Chiefs would host the Steelers, and the Texans would host the Bills. Bills are 10-4, man. Their defense is quiet, very quiet defense. And I would, if I had to go now, I'd probably pick the Bills in that game.
Yeah, well, I would say the Bills have a good enough defense to beat Baltimore, but I don't think that they could put up enough points. Like, I think you can only contain Baltimore for so long, and then you're going to have to put up points, and I don't think Buffalo can do that. That's going to be their downfall.
Still in the hunt statistically in the AFC, Titans at 8-6, Browns at 6-8, Raiders at 6-8. Browns, a stat came out, man, they lost last week. I called the Browns a shit fire show, and that's what they are. Receivers are asking to leave. Cornerbacks are asking to leave. The Browns are the only team this decade, Brad, that's going to finish this decade without a winning season. Are you shocked?
Yes and no. Yes, because of the talent that they brought in, I thought they could at least get there. But no, that it's the Browns. Hold on, I want to Google Browns. How many number one picks have the Browns had? I'm curious because they've had to have at least, they had two in back to back years. It's crazy. Let's go. And so they had the number one pick in 2007. They had three first round picks in 2017, two last year. Jeez. So they had the number one and the number four last year. The year before they had 15. One, 10. So in the past 10 years, they've drafted in the top 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And they still could have a winning record. That is,
dude. I'm looking at some of these picks. I mean, Joe Hayden was a good pick. Then you picked up Phil Taylor. Who the hell is that? You know, Trent Richardson, Brandon Wheaton, Barkevious Mingo, Justin. Like, you don't even, these guys probably aren't even in the damn league anymore.
Remember Peyton Hillis?
Peyton Hillis, but he didn't get drafted.
No, he didn't get drafted, but he was the hot shit, and then he just fell off. It's management, man. The Browns need to sell. The Browns need – look, when you have that much talent on the team that you have now – oh, by the way, Taysom Hill, the New Orleans Saints tight end slash quarterback slash receiver slash defensive end slash punt returner slash kick returner has more touchdown catches this year than Odell Beckham. Can I just say that?
That's crazy.
Our third-string quarterback has more touchdown catches than Odell Beckham this year.
It's hard for me to sit back here and think. Like, I feel bad for the Browns, you know, as they've been
awful.
Fuck
the Browns. I feel bad for the fans that have been loyal to the Browns.
Yes, yes. I mean, you should have known better when you went from Johnny Manziel to fucking Baker Mayfield. What the hell was going to happen for you? It's the same fucking person. Like, I don't get it.
Let's move on to the NFC. The Seahawks currently hold the number one seed at 11-3. Packers hold the number two seed at 11-3. Saints hold the three seed? I'm trying to figure out here, Brad. Why do the Saints hold the three seed and not the two seed?
Oh, man, I forgot why they said it last night. I don't remember.
The Packers must have more NFC wins.
It could be division wins.
Maybe. I'm sorry, guys, we didn't look into that. But anyway, if it started now, Seahawks, Packers by week one. Saints would host the Vikings. I like that matchup on the road. Saints are a fantastic team at home. The Vikings are a totally different team on the road. They're 4-4 on the road, the Vikings are, because they're undefeated at home right now.
So here it is. The Green Bay Packers are 4-0 in the division. That's why.
There you go. So, let's see. The remaining games for the Packers, at Vikings, which I like an L there, and then at Lions. So, their last two games are on the road, both in domes. They're probably going to go 1-1. So, if the Packers can lose one of those, the Saints are at the Titans, at the Panthers. Saints can win out. Seahawks versus the Cardinals and versus 49ers. So, yeah, it's a toss-up for the number one seed for all three teams.
I forgot what they said. It was something like, if Minnesota needs to beat Green Bay, then Seattle wins out, and we get the number one seed because we host a tiebreaker over Seattle.
Correct.
And that would, because they have San Francisco on the schedule as well, so that would knock them down. So we need Green Bay to lose this week, upcoming week, against the Minnesota, and then that would help us out.
Saints would host the Vikings, and I like that matchup. And then the the shit fire clown show, which is the NFC East, the division-leading Cowboys at 7-7 would host the San Francisco 49ers. Man, what the hell is going on with the NFC East?
So how would you like – that's what happened to us a couple years ago when we had to end up traveling. We had a better record than Seattle and had to travel to Seattle. How would you like to be the 11-3 Rams and have to go travel like to fucking Philly that's probably going to end up 8-8? You know?
Right.
That shit's – and I don't know if they can really do anything about that. I mean, it is what it is. But, man, you feel bad for a team like that – you know,
yeah. Statistically, still in the NFC, only two teams as opposed to three in the AFC. The 8-6 Rams, which we both thought would get a W against the Cowboys, and then the 7-7 Eagles. Cowboys have Eagles and Redskins left both divisional games. Eagles
that game knocks the other one out. To me, I think it should. It'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I think. But you would have to have the Vikings lose twice for the, well, for the Rams Eagles to get in.
I think the Eagles have to win out, and yeah, Eagles win out. That puts them at 8-9 and 7. That puts the Cowboys at 8-8, and the Eagles over them with a tiebreaker.
Yeah, so I mean, the only way Los Angeles gets in is if Minnesota loses their last two games. That's how they get in.
Well, that's the NFC. That's the NFL playoff picture right now. Let's get to bowl season because we got a lot of bowl games here, my man. Let me just switch it back to Fox Sports. And Jim just sent me his playoff picks. Jim has been absent. Jim has a new pair of twins. So
he blamed that on his shitty season. Maybe I ought to blame my shitty season on the twins as well.
Jim, there we go. Here we go. All right. Start with number one, Bahamas Bowl. Rule of thumb I learned last year, we both went in the 64 and 65%. I can't remember who had who. But rule of thumb, what I learned last year is if you don't know anything about these teams, you pick the favorite that Vegas says is going to win. And more times than not, you're going to win the bowl game. So with that being said, Buffalo 7-5, Charlotte 7-5. It's the Bahamas Bowl, my brother. And Buffalo is favored here, so I'm going to choose Buffalo.
I'm going to go with you on that as well.
All right. Next, Utah State, Kent State. We don't know much about these, but we do know the quarterback Utah State has because he had a fairly decent game against LSU. And because of that, I'm going to choose Utah State.
Yeah, kind of the same thing. I think we got a little bit. We got to see Utah State a little bit. And their quarterback, man, I think Mel Kiper's kind of high on him. Like, he was one of the top five. Top five quarterbacks. So, yeah, I mean, anytime you see a guy like that on your team, I'll take that. I'll take the Utah State.
That was the Frisco Bowl. These two teams have not met since 1974. Fun stat. Next.
Okay, but before we get any further, I have to say I'm pretty excited about this bowl season. They've got some pretty good matchups out there that I'm really excited to see. So, anyway, moving on.
Jim chose Buffalo. Jim chose Utah State. Next up, Central Michigan against San Diego State, the New Mexico Bowl. Don't know much about either of these, but San Diego State is favorite, so I'm choosing San Diego State.
If we're going to go down this route, I'm going to go off and go Central Michigan.
Write down your picks, please, and then text them to me.
So, really?
Yeah, dude, look. You see,
I got to do everything on this team.
I'm not set up.
Ain't nobody asking you to sit naked on the couch, man.
Corn dog, corn dog, corn dog, corn dog.
You got a pocket dog?
Let's see here. Central Michigan and San Diego State face off in the New Mexico Bowl. The Cure Bowl. Am I saying that right?
Wait. Is it the New Mexico Bowl?
The New Mexico Bowl.
Never mind. I'm going to go with San Diego State then.
Okay. Let's travel.
Let's travel. West Coast.
Cool. The Cure Bowl, Georgia Southern against Liberty. Again, we were able to watch a little bit of Georgia Southern against LSU. Plus, they are favored, so I'm going with Georgia Southern.
Yeah, I am too.
And I've lost Jim's picks. They're all in different orders. Jim will have them in the spreadsheet. Moving on to the Boca Raton Bowl. These new bowls are popping up every year. Florida Atlantic against SMU. 10-2 SMU. Now, is your boy still coaching Florida Atlantic in this game, or has he officially moved on to Ole Miss?
I don't know. I hadn't heard anything.
What's his name?
Kiffin?
Lane Kiffin.
Back in the SEC.
I'm going to choose SMU here. They seem to be having a pretty good season, and they're favored.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go SMU. So, if you're an Ole Miss fan, you're listening to this show, you better put all the U-Haul dealerships on retainer in case Lane Kiffin calls in the middle of the night and needs a ride to get the hell out of town.
Yes, don't put any stock into your team for the next 3 years.
Right.
He'll just get out and bolt. When did he leave Tennessee? That was, what, 6-7 years ago?
It was longer than that.
And Tennessee is still feeling – they're still feeling it. So
yeah, because that really, I mean, they had a very good recruiting class coming in after he left. A lot of kids didn't sign. I mean, it really,
would you be comfortable to say that? I'm not going to say they would have been a force in the SEC, but if Lane Kiffin stayed and built that Tennessee to what it could be, would you say they would be in contention every year for the SEC East with Florida and Georgia?
I agree. Because I think what's happened, I mean, Tennessee, believe it or not, they're not an LS, they're not a Louisiana or an Alabama, but they've got some pretty good kids coming out of Tennessee. You know, we've got two on LSU that are from the Murfreesboro area. If he could have came in and controlled the state of Tennessee, yeah, he could have possibly taken some of those. I mean, was it Jacoby Stevens from LSU? I mean, one of our key players there. And then they just LSU just made an offer to one of the kids out of here out of Summit. One of the wide receivers, the kids out of here. So if he was able to control Tennessee, I think they would have been able to be a force.
Next up, FIU 6-6 against Arkansas State 7-5 in the Camellia Bowl. I don't know much about any of these, but Arkansas State is favored, so that's who I'm going with.
Yeah, me too. We'll stay with that trend for a while.
The Las Vegas Bowl, the first noticeable team that pops up, or should I say the first ranked team that pops up. In the Las Vegas Bowl, Boise State, number 19 Boise State at 12-1 against Washington 7-5. Even though Washington is favored here, I'm going to go with Boise State.
Yeah, man, Boise State always seems to show up at this time of the year.
Exactly.
But I'm going to go Washington State. Washington. I like their quarterback, Jacob Eason, out there.
I feel it.
So I'm going Washington.
I can feel that. Next up, the Nolens Bowl, NAWLINS, the Nolens Bowl in the Superdome. Number 20, Appalachian State against UAB. I think UAB is having a pretty good season, man, but Appalachian State, they're on a different level than UAB. I'm going Appalachian State.
Does Appalachian State just not get the respect that they deserve? I mean, they're 12-1, and they compete with some of the big schools. They get beat.
They're new to D1. what, a year or two in, 2 years?
Yeah, but still, I mean, you look at it. I'm not saying that they had to been, but I don't know if they deserve to play UAB. I mean, they could have gone out here and played, you know, Miami. Miami's a D1 school. You know, they could have gone out there and
I wouldn't
and
mind
given them
seeing
a little
Boise State, Appalachian State.
Yeah, something like that. Like, I feel like give them a little bit more respect.
I tell you what, I would. Other than LSU, man, I've always enjoyed Appalachian State. When they were in D2, they were upsetting D1 teams. What was it in Michigan? They upset Michigan. They almost upset LSU. They almost upset Alabama. And they were winning the national title in D2 almost every year. So if they win this, man, they're going to start the season in probably the top 15, probably 15-16 area. And I think that's good for that program. They'll have a New Orleans Bowl under them. I'm excited to see. I hope that program continues to grow. Next up, the former national champions. And ever since LSU played them, LSU has not lost. The 9-3 UFC Golden Knights against 8-4 Marshall. And that is in the Gasparilla Bowl. And I'm 100% sure I'm saying that wrong. But I'm going to go UCF here.
As bad as I'd like to take Marshall just to stick it to the UCF fans, I can't do it. You know, I'm going to have to go UCF.
The Hawaii Bowl, surprise, surprise, 9-5 Hawaii against 7-5 BYU. It's a tough one, man. I don't know much, but I know the games Hawaii should have won, they didn't. But that's a lot of travel. I'm going Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm going BYU.
Okay. I don't hate that pick. Independence Bowl, Alabama. Oh, sorry, hold on. No. The Independence Bowl. The Independence Bowl, Louisiana Tech, 9-3 against Miami, 6-6. What a disappointment Miami was. Were you expecting a little bit better from them this year?
I was, but what's the most disappointing part of this is La Tech is favored to win.
I'm still going Miami, though.
Me too. I got to take the big boys.
Yeah.
Versus, you know,
when you're playing
I just think it's funny.
In Florida all year, Louisiana Tech shouldn't give you problems.
Right?
Shouldn't.
You got too much talent on that team. Yeah. You should be able to pull that one out.
Too many criminals. Break the law on the field, you should win. Quick Lane Oil Change Bowl.
The fuck, man.
Names. The 7-5 Pittsburgh against Eastern Michigan. I don't know much about these two, man, but I'm going to go with the favorite team here. I'm going to go Eastern Michigan. Pittsburgh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to take Pitt as well.
Military Bowl, 8-4 Temple against 6-6 North Carolina. I am going to go North Carolina, even though they're 6-6. I seen what North Carolina can do against Clemson. I watched that game. And if they have any motivation going into this game, they should win. I'm going North Carolina.
I'm going to take Temple.
Nice.
I watched them play a little bit. You know, I think the North Carolina game was a fluke because I've watched them play after that, and I'm just like, they look like shit. So kind of the same thing. Like, I don't trust – you know, any of them.
And guys, let's just say there will be no episode next week because it is Christmas. That's why we're doing the bowl games now.
It's Christmas all over. All right, I'm done.
Again. Pinstripe Bowl, 8-4, Wake Forest against 6-6, Michigan State. Michigan State, once ranked Michigan State, was the only challenge Ohio State had. I'm going to go Michigan State.
I am too. I mean, I've watched, you know, Wake Forest, North Carolina, you know, looking at those teams out of the ACC, I just don't trust any of them. So I'm staying away from them.
Texas Bowl, number 20. This should be a pretty good game.
It should, yeah.
25 Oklahoma State, high-powered offense Oklahoma State against Texas A&M. This is going to be good, man.
You know who you're taking. Don't go.
I'm trying to. You go first.
I'm taking A&M.
I'm going to take A&M too.
I can't. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of points in that game. But I'm like, man, I just can't go against A&M. I mean, I know we beat the shit out of them and beat the brakes off. But, man, they're still a good team.
Yeah, they are.
And Oklahoma. And maybe just because they're in the Big 12, I'm just not going to pick any Big 12 schools.
And if your boy, what's his name, the quarterback, can get his head out of his ass, we know he's good.
Yeah.
A&M.
Mond. Kellen Mond.
22 USC. This is the Holiday Bowl. 8-4, 22 USC against 9-3, 16th ranked Iowa. I'm going Iowa here, man.
I am too. And I'm looking at that over under and I'm thinking, man, it may be under. Iowa's got a, they don't score a lot of points, you know, in big games.
USC has screwed me three times this year. Third strike is on me. I'm never picking them again. At least not this year. The Cheez-It Bowl, Washington State against Air Force. Washington State is 6-6. Air Force is 10-2. Again, no brainer for me. Pick the favorite. I'm going Air Force.
Yeah, I'll take Air Force as well.
Cotton Bowl. Did I read that right?
Cotton.
Cotton Bowl. It's a bold move, Cotton. See if it pays off for Penn State. 10th ranked Penn State at 10-2 against 17th ranked Memphis, 12-1. Memphis, you had a good season, but it's coming to an end when Penn State puts that ass whipping on you. I'm going Penn State.
Yeah, I agree. Like, this is another bowl game. Like, I'd rather have seen the Penn State, Notre Dame, and Iowa State versus Memphis than these two matchups.
If they're going to put two ranked teams that far apart, I wouldn't have mind seeing Penn State and Appalachian State.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, that game's going to have some points on it, too. They're going to light it up, but I'm going Penn State as well.
Number 15, Notre Dame, sitting with a 10-2 record against Iowa State, 7-5. I think this is a no-brainer. The Camping World Bowl from Orlando, I'm going Notre Dame.
Yeah, me too.
I think Notre Dame should have got a little bit better game than this. Unless they're just trying to make them look good in the bowl season so they can put their ass back in the top five next year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking, let's see. Man, I tell you what, you know, like the Florida Notre Dame would have been good instead of Virginia. But, you know, they looked at this and, like, Virginia was the second best team in the ACC, even though they were 9-4. They don't need to be there. I mean, but I'd like to see even, you know, Utah Notre Dame would have been good.
Yep, yep. The next two we're going to skip. Those are the playoff games. Let's move to Western Kentucky and Western Michigan. Western Kentucky sits at 8-4. Western Michigan 7-5. Should be pretty even, but because we do our draft at Western Kentucky University every year, I'm going WKU, sir.
That, and that's my wife's alma mater.
So oh, that's go right. WKU. That's right. Music City Bowl. The bowl Tennessee had for like 10 minutes, and then it got switched. Louisville sits at 7-5 against Mississippi State, 6-6. Mississippi State.
I'm going to go with one Mississippi State for – because my cousin, distant cousin, plays for Mississippi State. Landon Guidry, number 35. Keep an eye out for him. I'm going Mississippi State.
So by proxy, he's my cousin as well.
This is through the other side of the family. I didn't want to say it's from Jennifer's side of the family because that just made it sound worse.
It's still through proxy. So that's good to know.
Sure, sure. Makes you feel better.
If he gets drafted, make sure he takes care of your boy here.
All right.
Red
Box. You're going to be one of them guys coming out the wind. It would work.
Oh, what's up, my brother?
Dude, our dogs were like first cousins, man.
My dog looked like your cousin's dog, so you know what I'm saying. Hook me up. Red Box Bowl, 6-6, Illinois against 7-5 Cal. I told Patrick O'Dowd, who is the host of the Bandwagon Nerds podcast, if you're into anything Star Wars, Star Trek, MCU, DC, comic books, you name it, go to thechairshot.com, check out Bandwagon Nerds podcast. He is the host. He is an Illinois fan. I told him I'd pick Illinois, so I'm going Illinois.
Like, this is the one game I didn't want to fucking pick because Illinois has screwed me like five times this year because they were beating teams they weren't supposed to, then lost to teams they weren't, you know, they were supposed to crush, and they messed me up. You know, just for that shit, I'm going Cal. I can't pick Illinois. I can't deal with them.
Number 9, Florida, only has two losses, Brad. That's the Georgia and LSU. 10-2 against 24 Virginia. This game is a mixed match. I think Virginia shouldn't be in this game. I think, if anything, maybe Utah should have slid in here. Or, like you said, Florida, Notre Dame should have fit in here. I think they could have found a better matchup. 9-4 Virginia against 10-2 Florida. I'm going Florida here in the Orange Bowl.
I am going Florida by a route, man. This is going to be so lopsided. This is one of those things. I mean, I understand what the formula is, you know, but yeah, you can't do that, man.
No. This is – what's the favorite on here? What is it? You see the spread on this game?
14.5.
I'll take Florida in the 14.5.
And that's one of the biggest ones. Yeah, that's one of the biggest ones. That's the biggest that we've done so far.
Yeah, I'll take Florida in the points. I just don't think it's going to be close, man. Virginia got creamed by Clemson in the ACC. And like I said, Florida's only two losses are to the SEC champion, number one ranked LSU in Georgia. So
that's actually the biggest spread of the bowl games.
14.5?
14.5 by Florida. That's, you know, when you look at that, that's, you shouldn't. Yeah, I don't know.
So, and then we move on to the Belk Bowl. Belk, the big and tall section is fantastic. If you're large and in charge and you're listening to this, check out their big and tall. Virginia Tech, 8-4 against Kentucky, 7-5. I got to stick with the SEC, my man. Picking Kentucky.
Yeah, me too. I'm going Kentucky. I mean, you go 8-4 in the ACC. Goddamn.
The Sun Bowl, Arizona State 7-5 against Florida State 6-6. Man, Florida State's a dumpster fire. I'm going Arizona State here with your boy at the head coach. And what's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, he used to coach the Chiefs, NFL.
Herm Edwards.
Herm Edwards. I'm going Arizona State here.
I'm going Arizona State. I mean, they beat Oregon this year. They gave, who was it, Utah they can handle. So, yeah, I'm going Arizona State too.
23 Navy sits at 10-2 against 8-4 Kansas State. The Kansas State team that beat Oklahoma. I'm going Kansas State here.
You're going Kansas State.
Wait, hold on. What's that spread? 13?
No, 2.5.
Oh, okay. I'll go Kansas State.
Oh, man. Shit. Yeah, I got to go Kansas State. I mean...
We know they can put points up, man. So can Navy, but, I mean, you beat Oklahoma.
Navy's just got that damn rushing attack, though. That's the thing. Yeah, you know what? No, I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to take Navy.
You'll take Navy. Write it down. I hate that pick. Kansas State's going to win.
Navy.
Arizona Bowl. Two teams, one nowhere near Arizona. Georgia State and Wyoming. I don't know anything about these. Wyoming's favorite, so I'm going with Wyoming.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go Wyoming. That's just a long way for Georgia State to be traveling.
Yeah. Alamo Bowl, the very disappointing. Okay, look, I get it, but you've had some lopsided bowl games here. This one is very lopsided. 11 Utah, the Alamo Bowl, sits at 11-2 against 7-5 Texas. You have an 11th-ranked team playing a team that's not even ranked. I don't understand the formula in these bowl games. I'm going Texas here, man.
I agree as well. I think Texas just got beat down. I think they had their aspirations were so high, and then you go and you end up with that barn burner with LSU, and they just never seemed the same after that.
Right. That's what happens when you play an SEC team. You use a season's worth of energy in one game. Citrus Bowl, Alabama. 10-2.
So here's where the game... Here's where the games start to get good. Because, yes, I mean, even though it's Utah, I think Texas and Utah is still going to be a good game.
I agree. And I tell you what, I chose Texas because I know what they can do. And Utah just got fucking hammered by Oregon. All Utah had to do was win, and they were in the top four. And they just don't lose. They get clobbered 37-11 or 10 or some shit. It wasn't even pretty. Citrus Bowl, here we go. Ranked team starting, like you said, this is where they start getting good. 14 Michigan against 13 Alabama. If Alabama shows up, Alabama is going to crush Michigan by way more than 7.5. I'm choosing Alabama. I think this is a statement game for Nick Saban saying, yeah, we fucked up. We lost to LSU. We lost to Auburn. We're coming back. They have the number 3 recruiting class. People, let me tell you, Alabama isn't going anywhere. They're going to be back. Nick Saban isn't going anywhere. You can only stay at the top for so long before you get knocked down. They're coming right back up. Alabama wins big here, and they're going to start the season in the top, probably the top 5.
Well, so here's my bigger concern, is there's rumors that a lot of the guys may be sitting out this bowl game for Alabama. That's what makes me concerned. They said it could be up to 10 people that sit out. But I'm going to make this pick as of everybody's playing. So I'm going to take Alabama as well.
Even if people sit, I still think Alabama wins. There's no way Alabama's going 10-3, man. There's just no way. Not Saban.
True.
Alabama at 13 loses this game, Alabama's going to start the season at 15, my brother.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if they lose, then I could easily see like Alabama starting to slowly drop. I think they can lose some recruits out of this.
100.
People are just going to look at it like, all right, because now you've got, you know, people like to go to the winning team. Let's be honest. That's why they go to Alabama. So you're now sitting with LSU knocking on the door at the national championship. This could be the turn, a tide that turns, man.
No pun intended. So we both have Alabama. Outback Bowl, this should be a decent bowl game. 12 Auburn sits at 9-3 against 18 Minnesota sits at 10-2. I think Auburn ends up not only winning but running away with it at the end. I'm going Auburn here to finish a 10-3 season. Gus Manziel survives another year.
Yeah, I think once again, I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be a high scoring game because Minnesota, man, they've got some wideouts out there, so it'll be fun to watch. But I still got Auburn as well.
The Rose Bowl, number 6, Oregon, sits at 11-2 against number 8, Wisconsin, sits at 10-3. Wisconsin, you bums, you messed it up again for everybody. And for that reason, I'm going with Oregon here. I think Oregon beating Utah gives them a lot of motivation going into this game. I think Oregon's going to put up some points. Wisconsin, I don't think Wisconsin's going to hold, man. I think Oregon takes this one.
No, I'm going to stay with Wisconsin.
Go ahead and get disappointed again.
Oh, I don't know.
All they had to do was beat Ohio State one time, and they couldn't do it.
But look where Ohio State is, too.
It don't matter.
Oregon's no Ohio State.
Oregon just beat the fourth-ranked team by 28 points, my dude.
My dude, but who did Utah play?
It don't matter. They were the fourth-ranked team. I'm going by numbers here.
That's what your bullshit logic. That's why everybody's laughing at you in the OU-LSU smack talk.
Ain't nobody laughing at me, fool. They about to recognize when I put that podium up. Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. Number 5,
I like this one.
Georgia, who's already – it's already been announced their star left tackle is going to sit out. He is declaring for the draft against number 7, Baylor, 11-2. Look, last year – I think last year's Georgia team, when they physically beat up Alabama – let me say this. I have never seen a team manhandle Alabama the way last year's Georgia team did in the SEC championship. It was a close game, but if you look at the numbers, it wasn't nearly as close as it was on the field. They manhandled Alabama, and because of a stupid coaching decision by Kirby Smart, I think that one play changed the entire game. Georgia lost. They go into the Sugar Bowl against Texas. Half the people sit out. And they use the excuse, well, we don't want to get hurt. It's just the Sugar Bowl. I see the same thing happening to Georgia this year. I think Baylor's playing for something here. Baylor wins this game, Brad. They win the Sugar Bowl. They beat the fifth-ranked team. They're starting the season in the top 6. Baylor is here to make a statement. Georgia loses this game. They're going to start the season top 10. They win this game. They're going to start the season top 5. Regardless, Georgia's still going to have a chance to get back in it. Man, I'm going the upset here. I'm going Baylor to beat Georgia just because we've already seen what Georgia does when they don't get in the playoffs. They slack. It doesn't matter. We're not going to risk our bodies for a Sugar Bowl. And you, again, just like last year in Texas, Texas was playing to make a statement, and I think Baylor's doing the same thing this year.
So are you willing to say, because, I mean, if Baylor beats Georgia, that gives these OU fans a little bit of a – something to talk about.
That's fine. You willing to... We're going to fucking manhandle Oklahoma. So,
okay.
I'm going Baylor. Baylor can score points. We've already seen Georgia's not an offensive team. And I said this on the show. If Jake Fromm has to throw 40 times, they're going to lose. And he threw 44 times and they lost bad. That's not what Georgia does. They can't keep up with these high-powered offense, and that's what Baylor has, and I think Baylor's going to take this.
So, I'm going to disagree. I'm going to go with Georgia. Because let's be honest, if Fromm would have completed that first pass for a touchdown against LSU, that would have given them life. And I think that's what's going to happen here. I think Georgia's going to come out fast. So, I'm going Georgia.
It's funny you said that because right when he dropped that pass, I turned around and looked at Susie after the first play. Swear to God, I said, Susie, the game is over. LSU won. She goes, how can you tell? I said, because Georgia's doing something they don't do. They're trying to make big plays. And they're not going to do it. They're not going to succeed. And they didn't. I think they had one big play the whole game. Georgia has to do what Georgia does, and that's run the ball and play defense. You can't do that in college football anymore. It's an offensive game.
No. Go ask Les Miles.
What a bum. Anyway, I have Baylor, you have Georgia. Let's move on to the Birmingham Bowl. Cincinnati, 21st ranked Cincinnati, sits at 10-3 against Boston College, 6-6. I'm going to go Cincinnati here.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cincinnati. I mean, well, once again, why do we have these games as some of your later games, man? I'm with you, homie.
Gator Bowl, Tennessee, a team that I live in Tennessee in Chattanooga. You live in Nashville. We're surrounded by them. People didn't think Tennessee would win 5 games this year. They finished the season strong. They were playing some real football. They finished 7-5. They made it to the Gator Bowl. The way Tennessee's playing right now, I got Tennessee winning this game against Indiana.
Yeah, I agree, man. I've been very impressed with them coming on strong lately. I agree. I'm going to go with them as well.
If Tennessee wins this, goes 8-5, I think it helps with recruiting. And I think they may start the season in rank 23, 24, 25th.
Yeah.
That'd be big for that program.
Yeah, they need it. That's the one thing. They truly need to have that.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl, 6-6 Ohio against 7-5. Nevada, don't know anything about anything. Going with the favorite, going with Ohio here. Or is Nevada favorite?
Nevada's favorite. I was going to go Nevada.
There it is. Yeah, Nevada. Okay, I'm going Nevada. Armed Forces Bowl, 7-5 Southern Miss against 6-6 Tulane. I got to go homie, man. Got to stick with Tulane.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Tulane's looked pretty good this year, and the few times I've got to watch them, man, I'm not going to go again. I like them.
Final bowl before we get to the playoffs. How do you pronounce that? Oh, that's the Lending Tree Bowl. Sorry, it looked more complicated further away. ULL, a 10-3 season, man, against Miami of Ohio. ULL all the way here.
Yeah. They got some boys from the Balls Parish on that team, Shaq. Yeah.
Here we go, Brad. Playoffs. Let's start with number 3, Clemson. Number 2, Ohio State. Both teams are 13-0. Clemson is favored by 2. So, look, every year, what do we say something about Clemson? They don't play nobody. And then they play teams like Ohio State in the playoffs and Alabama. What happens? They blow them out. I think Clemson is motivated. I think Dabo Sweeney is motivated. I think this Clemson team is here to make a statement. I'm going to choose Clemson to win this game against Ohio State. Like you said, technically they're ranked 3rd. But what do we say? To be the man, you got to beat the man. And they are still the defending national champions. They still have a really good team, really good quarterback, really good running back, really good receiving core, and a hell of a coach. You put all that together in a bowl mixed with motivation and being pissed off and being disrespected all year, I think they're coming into this game with a different mindset than Ohio State, but I think Clemson takes it in a high-scoring game, by the way.
Man, I just think that you know, Ohio State's the total package, man. I really do. I don't want LSU to have to face them, but I'm going to go Ohio State. I'm going to take Ohio State.
It's going to be a good game. And I can tell you what the media wants. The media wants 1 versus 2. The media wants Joe Burrow coming from Ohio State against Ohio State in the national title. So
no, I agree. I mean, the storylines for that game are nuts because this kind of puts an end to who is really number one. Because those two kind of flip-flopped. I mean, it settles the debate. It shows where they got to be. Joe Burrow, you know, who left – is now back. You know, can he beat him? So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
You have Ohio State. I have Clemson. That was the Fiesta Bowl semifinal playoff game. The winner of that game goes to the national championship game. The next game, the game that I will be in attendance in. I had to break down, Brad. I had to buy tickets.
Man, I saw the prices. But because you have just you can go.
Correct.
I cannot not go and not take my two kids.
You – Sophie's choice, my brother. You got to pick one. Which one do you want to see, Joe? You got to pick one. Does Kobe want to see the Heisman Trophy winner more than Landon? Or do you take you and a buddy and tell your family to watch yourself on the TV?
So why didn't you buy me a ticket and you could have taken me?
I can tell Tyler. Unless you wear an Ellis shirt, you ain't going.
Well, that's different. Come with me. He doesn't like LSU.
Come with me.
My boys love LSU.
Come on down. I'll tell Tyler, don't worry about it.
I'll be honest with you. Like, if I'd have known this shit 2 months ago, I would have not bought Christmas presents, and that would have been our Christmas present. Because you know me going to fucking Atlanta, you're going to have to pay $1,000 for a goddamn hotel room while you're there. That's not an easy trip.
I have a girl, and I say a girl because she's my girl. She's our girl. Susie and I's girl. She's a flight attendant, works for Delta. She has a condo downtown Atlanta. We will be using her parking spot. Exactly one block from there is the train system. Just walk to the train, get on the train, brings you right to the new dome. Save $100 in parking. If you want to go, you got to meet me here.
Nah.
I'll tell Tyler to suck it.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm good. Oh, so you really taking Tyler?
Yeah, well, Susie, look, she used the excuse she don't want to leave the dog in the crate all day, which I get. She just don't want to go see LSU. But Tyler,
she don't want to see LSU win a national championship.
Exactly.
Why she made you sit through it the past couple years.
But I think she knows Tyler would have a better time than she would. And I can act up now. I couldn't act up with my wife. Now I'm going to fucking act up. I'm going to talk shit. And I'm going to say, you want some of this shit? Check out this 6'6", 340 motherfucker. He's with me. And I'm going to tell Tyler, just don't talk because you sound like a baby.
Dude, you go get that boy's ass whipped over there. Poor Tyler.
Tyler, whip this nigga's ass for me. Yeah, I said it.
You better get you some divorce papers ready before you go, because Susie's going to divorce your ass if you fucking get his ass whipped.
Number one, LSU, Peach Bowl against number four, Oklahoma. 13-0 LSU, 12-1 Oklahoma. This is why I think, look, for Oklahoma to get in, four things had to happen. Auburn had to beat Alabama. Oregon had to beat Utah. LSU had to beat Georgia. And Georgia, if Georgia would have beat LSU, Oklahoma would have been out.
Oh, yeah.
So several things had to happen here for Oklahoma to get in. They didn't get in because they're automatically good enough. They got in because every domino fell the way it should have fell. But
yeah, because, if Alabama would have beat Auburn and Georgia beats us, Alabama's still on the outside.
Right.
The LSU was, from what I understand, unless it was just something that Georgia, beat us by 100 points, LSU was in the college football. It was just a matter of positioning.
Correct. Even at game day, Kirk Herbstreit said, unless LSU gets blown out, he pretty much said LSU can lose up to 10 points and they're in. It's a give me. I don't think it's going to be close. I think, there's several rumors going around that anywhere from 4 to 15 Oklahoma players can be suspended for this game.
I heard that's just rumors.
Well, they failed drug tests, and now they're trying to figure out what's going to happen. There's videos.
But I haven't seen anything on that.
Well, that's why I said it's rumor and innuendo. So there's videos of Oklahoma in the locker room acting up. Look, you just don't see LSU doing that. You see Joe Burrow staying after practice. You see Coach O and the staff staying after practice. I think this season means so much more to LSU than it does Oklahoma. With everything that has happened this year, I think LSU is going to win this game, and I think they're going to win big. I think they cover the spread at 13, and I think LSU goes to the national title game.
Yeah, I'm going to take LSU to win as well. I'm with you just because I've seen the focus that LSU has.
Yep.
I mean, this is business. I mean, if you listen to O talk, if you listen to these other, you listen to Joe Burrow talk, it's about business. And for me, that's why I think LSU has a hard time not winning the whole thing because of that. Like, they're getting down to business, and this is what it is.
The last 3 weeks of the season, LSU went from ranked 63rd defense to 33rd. And they said that's the largest jump by any team in the college football playoff era. Brad, we moved up 33 spots in defense in three games. We got healthy. I think LSU's defense is not going to mess around in this game. I think they're going to contain Jalen Hurts to under 80 yards rushing. I think they're going to contain Jalen Hurts to 200 yards passing, maybe two touchdowns. He's going to have a couple interceptions. I don't look, Oklahoma's offense has not played a top 30 defense all year. So they've been scoring on horrible defenses at will. LSU's been scoring. We played four top 25 defenses. Two of the four we manhandled. And you saw what we did to Georgia, which is ranked number two. I think LSU is just a superior team, and it's going to show.
Yeah, well, my thing, here's the bigger thing I have. I think that you're going to give Aranda, what are we talking, 3 weeks?
2.5 weeks.
Yep. 2.5 weeks to prepare for Oklahoma. You don't think that, one, he already has film on Hurts from Alabama. Now he's watching film on Hurts in there and putting a game plan together. Yeah, to me, it's Aranda. When you give that guy that much time, that's deadly.
So you have LSU and Ohio State. Who are you picking to win that game?
I got LSU. As homer as it sounds, I think the stars have aligned for us this year. I think they're destined to win it. That's just me, but I'm going to take LSU over Ohio State.
I'm going to take LSU over Clemson. Battle of the Tigers, battle of Death Valley. And we both chose LSU to win the national championship at the beginning of the year. And look, we haven't done that before. We've chose other teams, but we knew what we had in Joe Burrow, Heisman candidate winner. We knew we had a good quarterback. We knew getting Joe Brady from New Orleans, our offense was going to be different. We knew we were going to be good. But I don't think anybody knew LSU was going to be this good. I thought.
Right. No, I agree.
We knew they were going to be good enough to win the national title because that's who we chose. And if they do, on a $10 bet, I win $450.
Woo.
And I'm going to take that money, and I'm going to cash it in ones, and I'm going to go to Sonic on 50-cent corn dog day, and I'm going to have a fucking blast.
How many do you have in that box? I want the whole box. Don't even cook them. Just give me the box. When you look at the team, they're playing well on both sides, all facets, man, on all three phases. And I think you had posted something earlier. Man, how crazy will the state of Louisiana go if freaking LSU wins a national title and the Saints win a Super Bowl?
It's possible, too. It's a long stretch, but it's very possible.
Is it a long stretch, though? The Saints are playing well. LSU's so let me ask you a question here. Who do you think has a better chance of winning it all? LSU. Okay. So who would you rather win it? LSU or Alabama?
You mean LSU or the Saints?
LSU or the Saints.
That's tough, man. I've seen two in my lifetime with LSU. I think it's harder to win a Super Bowl than it is a national title. I think strictly from a basis of Drew Brees getting a second ring, I'd rather New Orleans win another Super Bowl.
I agree. And the reason I think I would say that, because LSU looks like they're poised to go on a run with their recruiting class and what O has done, keeping Brady there. You know, I think Aranda stays one more year. I think he's looking for a Power 5 job. And all those things, I think, gives LSU another shot to win it next year. So, I'm with you.
Yeah. So, that's our bowl game show, guys. Brad, like I said, we're off next week. Merry Christmas to everybody that's listening. You're not going to hear us until my dog's scratching her ass on the carpet. L. The following Wednesday is New Year's, but I think we can get a show out that week at some point to recap some of these games. And, but yeah, man. So what do you have planned for Christmas next week?
You know, we're gonna go to Karen and M's on Christmas Eve, and then just our normal Christmas shit, man.
I was so disappointed to find out that our hibachi place was closed on Christmas. I didn't think they celebrated Christmas. But
you know, Jennifer and I had the conversation the other day after you and I had it, like, what the fuck are we going to do, man? I was like, I felt so sad for Ricky when he said that they're just going to go eat hibachi and then go to the movies maybe. I was like, dude, I'm about to cry just thinking about it.
Hey, look, we're going to see Jumanji. Tickets have already been purchased. but I have to find a place that's open. And, like, I hate to be that customer that shows up somewhere on Christmas because I don't think anyone should work on Christmas. But I'm not going to cook for us. The kids spend Christmas Eve night with us. We do our gifts. They stay. They have breakfast Christmas morning. And then they go to their dad's. And that's when me and Susie are going to go to the movies and go grab dinner somewhere. But, you know, look, it's not like it was when we were younger, man, when the whole family got together. But like you said, we're only 2.5 hours apart. We got to get it together at some point.
You know, it's funny because, you know, last year, because of my 20-year anniversary, I was able to actually get off Christmas Eve, the 25th, 26th, and I think the 27th. And I felt so bad out of town while people are working and I'm there, you know.
That's that, like, retail mindset that it's put in you after all these years, man.
It is. I felt so bad. I felt like something was wrong. One, that I was off for Christmas because right. That had never happened in 20 years. And two, that they had people that were working were serving me. I'm like, I just felt bad.
Yeah. But, you know, it's part of it. You know, maybe next year we'll get together. I'm trying to get off the week of Christmas. If that'll happen, we'll probably end up down in Louisiana. Maybe everybody can get back there. Who knows? But, yeah, man, well, you have a Merry Christmas. I know I'll talk to you way before Christmas. We'll be talking about these bowl games. But everyone else is listening, man. It's been a good year. We're going to – playoffs are coming up. When we get back, like you said, 2 more weeks of the regular season and 3 more weeks wild card starts. I hope my Saints aren't playing that weekend. And so, look, LSU goes. You making a trip down to Louisiana? Not to go to the game, but – dude, you got to be in the environment. You got.
So you know
we're going to Baton Rouge and we're going to walk-ons to watch it. I got to be in that environment.
You know where? And I watched LSU win the national championship in 2003. I watched it at the casino in Marksville. They had it on the big screen TV in their convention center. I would.
You got to make it to Baton Rouge, dude. Come on, I will rent the SUV. Y'all just get your ass here, and I'll pay for the gas. But you got to be at walk-ons in Baton Rouge. On
that's
campus.
That's the 13th, right? That's the 13th. I could possibly. I'm not going to promise anything, but we may be able to. I don't think Jennifer could because of work. What day is that, a Monday?
That's a Monday.
Yeah, I know Jennifer couldn't, but I might be able to swing down there with the boys. Might try to pull something off.
We're going to rent an SUV. We're going to walk-ons on campus. No better place to watch it than 1 block from the stadium. And ESPN's voted ESPN's number one sports bar in America. That's where you got to be.
Okay. That's where I got to be.
All right, guys. All right. Well, if you listen and have a Merry Christmas, I hope you get more than Cole this year. I hope your team wins, whoever you're listening to. Brad, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother.
Later.